Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're in the third quarter. First and 10 for Kerry Collins, who has thrown his fourth interception to Dwayne Starks, and he will go in untouched for six. A 49-yard return as Kerry Collins has thrown his fourth Super Bowl interception tonight.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Kevin Harlan's been doing this a long time. On the call there of Super Bowl 35 when the Ravens beat the Giants 34-7. Not a great night in the life of 17-year-old Nick Costos. Not great.
That's tough.
Yeah, it was a bad one.
You know what I remember about that game? Because as I was a neutral observer, I was rooting for the Ravens because I just thought the defense was awesome, as were, I'm sure, a lot of people. That night, I was at boarding school watching the game in like our common room with like 30 other people. And I had Domino's had deep dish pizza for the first time. They introduced it. It was just like very, very, very thick. I remember eating it being like, I think this is like the most unhealthy thing I've ever eaten in my entire life. And then I could only eat like two slices, and then I sold the rest of the pizza and made like $30. So that's what I remember about that game. That's basically all I remember.
Do you know what I remember?
Crying.
Everything.
Yeah.
I remember on the first play of the game, my father, God rest his soul, turned to me and my grandfather, God rest his soul, and said, "Carrie's eyes are as wide as dinner plates. We're done." And the exact expression he used was, "His eyes are as wide as dinner plates."
That's tough. It's tough to know that.
Yeah, it was. I didn't believe it, of course.
What was the spread of that game?
I feel like the Ravens were like not that big of a favorite.
I think you might be right. I was not remotely in the game.
I think it might have been like Raven. I don't know if it was.
Tyler, go to Pro Football Reference and just look up the page for that game. Yeah. I always wonder if Pro Football Reference actually has are the spreads correct? That's always what I wonder. They have like very old numbers.
I'm pretty sure that they are.
And I'm just
it was Ravens -3. Like, are you kidding? That's maybe the worst line of all time.
Well, that's a classic, but that's classic. I was going to say that's classic Vegas, which makes it sound like something stupid. Just the total was 33.
Well, I mean, it was the greatest defense of all time. The Ravens went over by themselves.
That has to be the lowest total in modern Super Bowl history. Has to be. By a lot. What would the next most be?
I don't know. Not a Super Bowl one.
Well, I'm saying modern history. I mean, like, obviously, I'm sure the totals used to be a lot lower, but that's classic. Like, the Ravens were a wild card team. So like, they exceeded expectations and the market was struggling to adjust it. We see
the Giants were the one seed.
Right. So that like the body of work in the regular season hardened, like kept the ratings stationary and wouldn't change despite how the Ravens were playing in the playoffs. We see that all the time. That's like the story of any playoffs is like all that kind of stuff happening. Like North Carolina in college basketball would be a great example of that this year.
Could you imagine if like that this happened now?
This
and Ravens -3 was no, just like this situation, and it was Ravens -3. How much money we would win on that?
So your implication is that the sports betting market was very dumb back then, basically.
I don't know that it's like, I think that line is pretty dumb, And I know it's easy to say, oh, well, in retrospect, like the Giants were never going to win that game. They could have played it 50 times. The Ravens would have won by 50. Would have won all 50 times, I mean.
It's funny because I remember being in high school thinking that. So I guess you're right. Because I remember thinking, like, in the week leading up to the game, I remember being like, the Ravens are going to pulverize this team.
The Giants, I was obsessed with the Ravens defense. Zero yeah. times. Yeah. Giants would have beaten the Ravens zero times. They could have played the game 20 times. The Ravens would have won all 20. I love right. the Giants, too.
And I also have a healthy respect of betting markets. But it is funny, like what, I mean, it's a class, we see this situation, we're going to see it this year probably too. Like team just kind of catches fire and they just, they're credited like the regular season team. You could argue that was the Bengals this year. They could have made that argument. Like kept winning and still got no credit, basically.
So is there something to be taken from this, from the line of that game? Is it concerns like when we make point spreads for our Tournament of Champions?
Oh, that the, well...
Or is the implication that the Ravens have won and they have done this, so that is how we are rating them?
Well, I think because it's, well, it's that classic question which comes up when we do like week one NFL spreads, which is, what do we make the game or what do we think the market's going to be? Like that's, and the two will be really close a lot of the time. They should be, at least if you're doing things correctly. But like, that's, I guess that's what we have to figure out when we do this, is like using the ratings that like the team would have in the market. What would the number be in that? In which case the 2000 Ravens would be like dogs to a bunch of teams in this field, or like what we would make the game. That's what it's going to be. Cause it's, that's yeah. what it should be. It's not like what, you know, inner tops in 2000 would make a, you know, in an offshore sports book would make what the number of the Super Bowl is, something like that.
You Better You Bet, Nick and Ken, talking the Tournament of Champions here on You Better You Bet. As we look to crown the best NFL team of this century, point spreads for every game coming up. Okay, let's start to seed this sumbitch.
Yeah, we're a little behind. So we gotta get Ruben here a little bit. So we want to solidify our play-in teams. We did that yesterday.
That's done. So that's for done. People so that missed it, go ahead. That is the 2008 Giants against the 2004 Steelers and the 2000 Raiders against the 2019 Ravens. All of these games being played at Tom Benson Stadium in Canton, Ohio.
Were the 2000 Raiders playing again? Sorry.
The 2000 Raiders are playing the 2019 Ravens.
Right. That's right. Keeping track of everything. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So we got to come up with the one seeds first.
We have to come up with the one seeds. Are you going to try to make an argument that the 2007 Patriots are not the one seed?
No.
Okay. So they're the one seed in the Summerall region.
In the Summerall region.
And they play the winner of 08 Giants and 04 Steelers in the 116.
I think that is the most fun. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we have to figure out the one seed in the Madden region who will play the winner of 2000 Raiders attempting to get revenge on the Ravens 19 years later.
Okay. So like which it's almost like as an homage to, I get, Madden was like, we were kind of like friends, not like great friends, but like we were.
I you have
was
good anecdotes about him. You have fun stories about John Madden. Yeah,
we were friends. I think I can actually say that. You know, I never BS. Like I actually think that I can.
Say you actually that. Very rarely say you're friends with people who are like in sports, like athletes, coaches, whatever.
I only say it if it's true.
And you don't say it very often. Well, Damashek thought all the Patriots team should be one seeds. The other one seed is not a Patriots team.
Great, he could do that on his show.
I understand. That's definitely not another Patriots team. And there are other very good, like the 2004 right. Patriots can be in the conversation. They're not going to be the winner of this. They're not going to be the one seed.
Okay. So in the Madden, it has to almost be homage to my friend, the late, great John Madden. Like a team that John Madden would be proud of to have as the number one seed in his region.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, he would be proud of the 2000 Ravens.
I think he... Is it the 2013 Seahawks?
That would be the other team. So those are teams obviously driven more by their defense. Those would be the two on the list, really, that fit that description.
Driven
other
by
teams
what?
Are balanced. Okay, so of this, let's break this into two parts. Of the Super Bowl champions, what?
Is it driven by what?
driven by Jeep. Of the Super Bowl champions, who was in the discussion for the other one seed? 2000 Ravens. 2004 Patriots.
2004 Patriots, yep. And the 2013 Seahawks.
2013 like the 2016 Seahawks.
Patriots. Everyone loves the 2016 Patriots. I'm like kind of like mad.
Which is unbelievable. Like, I watched the season. They're very good.
That's the Deflategate year also. When Brady missed the first four
They're games. Really good. But
and like, apparently Jimmy Garoppolo had like a hair out of place and didn't play the Thursday night game against Houston and everyone hates him.
Oh, man. I think it's 2000 Ravens, 2004. So, and the second part of the discussion is, are any of the non-Super Bowl champions?
No, it has to be. Madden has to have
a Super Bowl. That was what I was going to say. Like, should the 2001 Rams, for example, be like the other ones?
What about the 2002 Bucks? Like 8 Hall of Famers on defense.
I like how I kind of like that the 07 Pats, which was like Brady Moss record setting, is the one on one side, and a defensive team will be the one team on the other side.
I think it should be the 2013 Seahawks.
It's them or the Ravens.
Because they have the best
Seahawks,
quarterback.
Seahawks had a better regular season.
And they have the better quarterback, even in only year two.
And they beat a better team in the Super Bowl.
And they killed that team in the Super Bowl.
And they did. And that is an all-time team.
All right, so in the Madden region.
One of the best offensive teams of the last 30 to 40 years, that 2013 Broncos team, yeah.
All right, so the 2013 Seahawks will be the one seed?
Yeah, 07 Pats on one side, 2013 Seahawks on the other side.
And they will
Which
play
feels like a bracket. It feels like a bracket from the last 20 years, too, that Seattle and New England are like prominently involved.
And they will play the winner of the 2000 Raiders against the 2019 Ravens.
Right, and if the Ravens win, they'll get revenge for the 2000 Ravens not being the one seed. They'll get revenge. They'll try to get revenge for that.
There you go.
Big revenge spot. Big time.
All right. What about, do we want to go 2 seeds next or 15s next? That's probably easier, right? To go through the worst teams.
15s?
Yeah.
I think we can figure out the bad teams pretty fast.
Let's do that. Okay. So who are the, the worst of the rest.
We'll do it in 2 categories again. You see, the funny thing is it's going to be like none of the at-large selections. Because the bar to get in there was so high.
Yeah.
Like, who's the worst at-large selection? The 2016 Falcons? That's not in the play-in. The 2016 Falcons.
The 2005 Steelers?
Yeah, it's one of the two.
Okay, so the 2016 Falcons will be in the Madden region. I think Madden's taken by them. They blew a 28-3 lead.
Oh, yeah. So they would. That could mean they could be in his region, but only as the worst possible team. It's like a lack of credit.
Madden doesn't even want to look at them. He's embarrassed by them.
So they're the 15.
In the Summerall region.
In the Summerall region. And then we need, my question is, are there 2 Super Bowl champions who are worse than them? Who would be your first pick for the worst Super Bowl champion? You're going to be better at this than I am.
Probably the 2005 Steelers.
That's so funny. I was actually going to say the same thing, but I was like afraid to. Yeah. Okay.
But you know what, though? But they had Jerome Bettis. They played good defense.
The 2012 Ravens, because the regular season was so bad?
Roethlisberger was horrendous in the Super Bowl. I think they're the 15 seed. I'm apparently really disrespecting
the 2015 Broncos, because Peyton Manning couldn't move.
But the defense...
How are they going to score against any of these teams?
All right. Is it the 05 Steelers or is it that defense was amazing? And they beat the Patriots and the 15-1 Panthers.
They did beat the Panthers, who were 15.
Like, who did the Steelers beat? They beat the Colts when they were in the midst of choking everything away every year with the liquored up kicker.
Denver. Yeah.
And beat Jake Plummer and the Broncos. And then,
Beat the Patriots.
Hasselbeck, yeah. Darryl Jackson in Seattle.
2005 Steelers, easily a 15.
Okay.
Is there another Super Bowl champion that's worse than the 16 Falcons? That's for us to debate. Right?
No, I don't think so.
2017 Eagles with Foles.
No, Eagles are much better.
I'm kidding. I was for Bill.
All right. Guess what? There's no sports going on. So more of this coming up next.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.